Okay. We got to the bottom of Sadi Beis and Beis. Omer Rav Sheshes, second to last line. So now Machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, that which the Torah said that a person who's Bederech Rechoika makes a Pesach Sheni, is that a heter, meaning to say he's allowed to make a Pesach Sheni, but if he did a Pesach Rishon, it could be Yosei, or that's Rav Nachman Shito, or Rav Sheshes says, no, that the Torah, once the Torah is Megal that he does a Pesach Sheni, that means the Torah is saying he can't do a Pesach Rishon. So even if he sent the Shliach to Shechs from a Pesach Rishon, if he was Bederech Rechoika at the time, he wasn't Yoytzei Pesach Rishon, and he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And it says the Gemara Amar Reb Sheshes, Mino Aminila, from where do I get this, that that he can't be Yoytzei Pesach Rishon even if he wants to? The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva Darshins, Nemer Tomei v'Nemer B'Derech Rechoika. The Torah says to Turim, Tomei and Derech Rechoika. So the Torah compares the two together. Ma Tomei Shesipi B'Yodi Lassis, just like the Tomei that we're talking about, is capable, technically capable, of doing the Karban Pesach, meaning the way Rashi explains, the way we understand in the Reisha, in the Havamino of the Gemara, or according to Rav Sheshes, is Sibuk B'Yadilasis means physically he's capable of bringing the Karban Pesach, just the Torah doesn't let him because he's Tameh. Ve'enayis, and therefore he doesn't do it. Av Derech Rechoika Nami, so to someone who's B'Derech Rechoika, so Sibuk B'Yadilasis, even though he's capable of doing the Karban Pesach, Ayidei Hishliach, nonetheless, Ve'enayis, so the Torah doesn't let him do it. So we see clearly that the Torah doesn't let a Derech Rechoika do a Karban Pesach even if he wants to. Rav Nachman Amar Lach, Rav Nachman will tell you, you're right, that's what it says in this Braisa. However, Rabbi Kiva the Taimei, that's Rabbi Kiva the Shitasai, the Amar Ein Shaykh and the Zarek and Al Tamei Sheretz. He holds that even a Tamei Sheretz, somebody who's going to be, he has the potential of going to the mikvah and becoming Tara tonight, nonetheless, calls man that he's Tamei in Sharif the Mizarkin Olav. So according to him, and a Chenami, who had in Derech Rechoika, is in Sharif the Mizarkin Olav. Because Ein Zipa B'Yadi Lassis doesn't mean, according to Reb Nachman, the way we explained until now, that technically he's capable of doing it, just the Torah doesn't let him. It means really Sibuk B'Yadi Lassis, that he's really capable of doing it. He has the potential of going to the mikvah and eating the Karban Pesach tonight. So he's really even not only physically capable of eating the Karban Pesach, he's even halakhically capable of doing it if he would go to the mikvah and bring it tonight. And Alpha became Zakta Torah, that Kolzman is not mitar himself, he's not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach, not even Al Yidei Ashliach, because Ein Shech Lunuz Zorak and Al Tamei Sheretz. So if that's the case, so who had in someone who's Bederech Rechoika, even though he's capable of eating tonight, the Torah is going to be pushed off the same way that the Torah pushed off a Tamei Sheretz, even though he was capable of eating tonight. However, Anos Svirlei, or Svirli, Kirman Da Amr Shech Lunuz Zorak and Al Tamei Sheretz, but I hold like the Man Da Amr that you could Shech and do the Zrika for a Tamei Sheretz. So according to that, Manda Amr, as long as he'll be capable of eating tonight, even though he's not capable right now, the Torah did not push him off. So Huadin, somebody who's Bederech Rechoika, it would stand to reason the same thing. As long as he's capable of eating tonight, even if he's not capable of getting there Bishas Te'asiya, until tonight, who cares? Nonetheless, the Torah didn't push him off, the same way that the Torah didn't push off a Tamei Sheretz. Tana Rabbanan. Elu she'oisen es hasheni. The following people don't bring the Pesach Rishon, and instead they do Pesach Sheni. Hazavin, someone who was a Zav by Pesach Rishon, Vazav Vais, or a woman who was a Zava. Hamitzairoin, a man who was a Mitzaira, he had Saras. Vamitzaira ois, or a woman who has Saras. V'nidois, or a woman who is a Nida. V'ubayali nidois, or a man who had relations with a nida, so he also becomes tummy for 7 days. So he's in the middle of his 7 days. He has no way to be mitar himself and bring the pesach rishon. He's going to be pushed off to pesach sheni. Vaya Yoldois, or a woman who gives birth, so calls man that she can't become Tara from her Leda, she's in the middle of the days of her Tumas Leda, so again she can't bring a Pesach Rishon, she's going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Hashaygigin, or someone who Beshaygig didn't bring the Karan Pesach, Vain Sim, or someone Be'ainis wasn't able to bring the Karan Pesach, Vamazidim, or even someone who Bemazid didn't end up bringing the Pesach Rishon, he also has the option of bringing a Pesach Sheni. V'tamei, or a Tamei, so we just listed a bunch of Tumas. So the Tumah that we're talking about over here obviously is talking about a different Tumah, which is Tumas Meis, because until now we talked about all different types of Tumas, Yaitza Migufa, Zav, Zava, Mitzayra, Yeledes, Nida. So now we're talking about a Tumas Meis, the Shahayu B'derach HaChayka, or someone who was B'derach HaChayka. In Cain, says the Bryce, if that's the case that everybody who at the end of the day didn't bring a Pesach Rishon has the ability of bringing a Pesach Sheni, so Lama Nema Tamei, so why did the Torah have to specify Tamei? So before the Braisa gets to its answer, the Gemara interjects and the Gemara asks, what's the Kasha? Lama Nemar. You want to know why it has to say Tuma? The reason why it says Tamei is the Boi Lameva Berishon Leshavkinonai. I mean, the Torah is saying that a Tamei is not Doicha Pesach Rishon. Without a Pasuk, maybe you would have thought that a Tamei could bring even a Pesach Rishon. So that's what the Torah is telling us. Well, maybe he won't eat it, but you could check for him or whatever else you would have had to have a minute to think. So
What is it in Cain? What?
I mean, now that everybody who doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon could bring a Pesach Sheni, so why does the Torah make an issue out of somebody who was Tamei or B'derach HaChayka?
Let the
Torah... Right, yeah. Okay. Yes, let the Torah just say someone who doesn't... Whoever doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon brings a Pesach Sheni. So, Im Kein Lama Nemar Tamei. So why does the Torah have to specify Tamei? Tumo. So, on that, the Gemara interjects, Lama Nemar, you're asking why does it have to specify Tumo? The reason why it has to specify Tumah is to be by the Mevah Berishon L'Shavkinah, like that even if he's capable of even if he did bring a Pesach Rishon, he sent it with a Shliach, whatever the case may be, he wasn't Yaitzeh, we don't let him bring it, and therefore he's Mechuyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's why the Torah had to say Tumah. Without that, you would think it possibly he could be Yaitzeh Pesach Rishon. Ella, rather, the question is not why the Torah had to specify Tumah, but rather, Im Kain, why did the Torah have to specify Derech HaChayka? Derech HaChayka is just an example of Shaygi Mezid Aynis, and the Torah doesn't have to tell me Derech HaChayka can't bring, because obviously he can't bring, he's not able to bring, he's too far away. And like the Gemara is going to speak out soon, obviously this Gemara is going like Reb Nachman, that if he's close enough to bring and he wants to bring, he could bring, because otherwise if Viter, like Reb Sheshes, you need the Pasuk to say that he cannot bring. But like Reb Nachman, that he can bring, so why does the Torah have to speak out Derech HaChayka? Must be the Paitrim in Eikaris. Not to say that he can't bring Pesach Rishon, but rather to say that even if he was able to bring a Pesach Rishon, he opted not to, nonetheless, he's not going to be Chayv Karis for not bringing Pesach Rishon. And the Gemara speaks out, like we just explained, Ukamanta Amar Hortza, this is obviously going like Reb Nachman, who holds that if he would have brought it, it's Hortza. Because like Reb Sheshes, the reason why the Pasuk says Derech HaChayka is not to pater from Karis, but rather to tell us that even if he did send it with a Shliach, nonetheless he's not Yotzei. Frag the Gemara, Isha V'Sheni V'Mechayva, that which we said in our list, we mentioned a bunch of different women. We mentioned Zavais, we mentioned Mitzayrois, Nidois, Yoldois. That obviously means that a woman as well is... When she's talking about Pesach Rishon, she's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Is that so? An Isha B'Sheni M'Mechayv is a woman who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. But Tanya, don't we have a different price that says Yochel Lo Yihu Oisin Es Sheni? I would think that the only people who have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni when they didn't bring a Pesach Rishon is Elo Tamei Nefesh V'Shaya B'Derech HaChayka, is the ones that the Torah speaks out explicitly, which is Tamei Nefesh, someone who was Tamei Meis, or he was Hayav B'Derech HaChayka. What happens if the person didn't bring it because he was a Zavin or a Mitzrayin, but he only needed Minayin? How do you know that all those people have the option of bringing a Pesach Sheni as well, even though they weren't Tamei and they weren't B'Derech HaChayka? Tamei Leimer, Ish Ish, the Ish Ish is a Ribui, Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tamei Nefesh, that's the beginning of the parasha of Pesach Sheni. The Torah says twice ish to say any person who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, no matter what the reasons are, nonetheless he's capable of bringing a Pesach Sheni. He has to bring a Pesach Sheni. So, from the fact that the second Braisa omits women. It just says zavin, mitzaroin, bayali nidus. It doesn't mention any women who are tamei. So it sounds like women taka don't bring up pesach sheni, which is the first pasuk that does mention women. And for the Gemara, lekasha, harabi yosi, harabi yuda, harabi shimon. We had already a machlokes yesterday. What's the status of women legabi pesach sheni? One man, the Amar, held that they have a chayiv, which is Rabbi Yosi. So that would be the man number of the first price, that women are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They have the same chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, just like men. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both held that ladies don't have a chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda held that they have a rishus, but definitely not a chayiv. Rabbi Shimon held that they didn't even have a rishus. They can't bring a Pesach Sheni even if they wanted to. So according to those two shittas, they're definitely not machayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. So that's the second price that only spoke about men, because women taka don't have a chiyuv, they're not included in the riba, the pasuk, to say that they're pushed off the pesach sheni, because it's not true. Ladies taka, if they don't bring up pesach rishon, they are not machiyuv in a pesach sheni according to this opinion. Tana rabbanan, chayiv kares al rishon v'chayiv kares al sheni. There's a chiyuv kares for not bringing pesach rishon, and there's a chiyuv kares for not bringing pesach sheni. Now, obviously, Rashi points out a person can't get killed twice. So we're not talking. We don't mean to say over here that he's chayiv two times karis, because it's not negeya to have two times karis, and it can't be negeya. Normally, chiyuv krisis have another nafkamina, because anything that you do, a person does b'mezid, he would be chayiv karis. And now that he does a b'shagi, he's chayiv achatos. So normally, a person does two chiyuv krisis, the nafkamina is to know that it's two chiyuv krisis to bring two chatais. But that's not negated by a Karim Pesach, because a Karim Pesach is an exception to the rule. Only the Karis of Leisa says, bring a Chatas. But the Karis of an Asay, which is the only two Asays that have Karis, is Pesach and Mila. Those two, even if someone violated those mitzvahs, nonetheless he doesn't bring a Karim Chatas. So it's not negated to have two Karis as B'mezid, and it's not even negated to have two Karis as B'shaygi. So what this Tana means is that he's chayiv karis for either or, meaning if he was amazed by Pesach Rishon, even if he was a shagir by Pesach Sheni and he didn't end up bringing, since the Pesach Rishon he's amazed, so that's enough to warrant him karis, and the opposite as well. Even if he was a shagir by Pesach Rishon or an einis by Pesach Rishon, and he was amazed by Pesach Sheni, he's also going to be chayiv karis, because either of the two could be chayiv karis. So if he's amazed by either one of the two, even if he was not amazed by the other one, he would still be chayiv karis. Divi Rebbe, that's the first sheet. That's the sheet of Rebbe. Rav Nosson Omer Chayiv Karis Al Rishon Hu Poter Al Sheni. No, he's only Chayiv Karis on the first one. He's Poter on the second one. So if he was amazing on the first one and he didn't end up bringing the second one, so even if the second one was B'shagi B'Einis, nonetheless he's going to be Chayiv Karis because he was amazing on the first one. But the opposite, if he was Poter on the first one because he was a Shagi, he was an Einis, he was Tamei B'Derech Rechayka. And then, even if he was amazed on the second one, and another nafkamina would also be like the Gemara is going to say later on, somebody who became a ger between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or someone who became bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So once he was potter from the first one, he's not going to get karis for the second one either. And the Gemara will explain what the machlokes is soon. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, ben Akavia, Reb Chanina ben Akavia says, Af al Rishon ein chayav karis, el imkein lo yosas Hasheni. Opinion number three, even for Pesach Rishon, there's no Chiyuv Karis unless he also didn't bring Pesach Sheni. Meaning, according to this opinion, the only way to be Chiyuv Karis is if he was amazed on both. But if he was amazed on Pesach Rishon, and then he didn't end up bringing the Pesach Sheni B'Shagig or B'Einis, so then he doesn't have this thing that he was Chiyuv on Pesach Sheni, so then comes out that he was never Chiyuv on Pesach Rishon either. Because it's one Chiyuv for the two of them. If he was amazed through and through, both on Pesach Rishon and on Pesach Sheni, then he's chayiv karis. But if he had a ptur from on either one of the two, then already he will not get karis. Va'azu l'tamayu, this machlokes, at least the two opinions, Rabbi and Reb Nosson, is l'shitasam. Netanya, because we have another b'risa. The b'risa says gerushin is gair bin shnei apsachim. If somebody became a ger between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or v'chein katan shigdol bin shnei apsachim, a kid has his bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so Chayiv Lasa is Pesach Sheni, he's obligated to do Pesach Sheni. Divrei Rebbe, because Rebbe holds each one has his own chiyuv. So it's not pshat that the Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin for Pesach Rishon. each one has his own chiyuv. So even somebody who's not chayiv in Pesach Rishon, obviously he was still a guy or he was still a katan, nonetheless he could still be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So the shitasai, since each one has its own chiyuv, so each one has its warrants its own karas. A guy who's meisiv a Pesach Rishon could be mechayiv in karas, and a guy who was meisiv a Pesach Sheni could be mechayiv in karas. Reb Nelson says, Kol shezakul l'rishon, anybody who is mechuyiv to bring up Pesach Rishon, zakul l'sheni. So now, when he did not bring the Pesach Rishon, he's obligated to bring up Pesach Sheni. Kol she'ein zakul l'rishon, but anybody who was not mechuyiv to bring up Pesach Rishon, for example, this ger, shenizgar ben shnei apsachim, or this katan, shehigdel ben shnei apsachim, in his zakul l'sheni, he's not obligated to bring up Pesach Sheni, because according to his opinion, the Pesach Sheni is only a tashlumin for the Pesach Rishon. So someone who is mechuyiv in Pesach Rishon is mechuyiv to be mashlumit by Pesach Sheni. But someone who was never mechuyiv in the Iker, so you don't have a tashlumin to something that you were never mechuyiv for. So according to this opinion, the same way that that somebody who was never mechuyiv in Pesach Rishon is not mechuyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, so huadin, the gabi karis, someone who was potter on the karis in Pesach Rishon, he was a shaygig or an einus by a Pesach Rishon, even though he was amazed by Pesach Sheni, who cares? Because the Sheni is only the shlumin for the Rishon, the Iker is the Rishon, and since the Rishon he was potter, maybe he's going to be potter from the chorus of the Sheni as well. The Sheni won't give him a separate chorus. But Mike Kabefligi, what's the machlokes of these three opinions? Rebbe Savar, Sheni Regal Befnei Atzmi. Rebbe says, like we just explained, that the Sheni is its own chiv. There's a chiyuv to bring Pesach Rishon, and there's a new chiyuv to bring Pesach Sheni for anybody who didn't bring up Pesach Rishon, regardless of why he didn't bring up Pesach Rishon. It could be because he was a katan, it could be because he was a ger, at the time he was still a guy, or it could be because he was a shaygin and an amazing. No matter what, he has a new chiyuv to bring up Pesach Sheni, and that chiyuv by itself warrants its own chiyuv karas. He's amazing on that chiyuv. Rav Nelson Sauer, no. Like we just explained, Sheni Tashlumin de Rishonu. The Sheni is only a Tashlumin of the Rishon. So someone who's Chayiv on the Rishon, he has a Chiv to be a Mashlumit by bringing a Pesach Sheni. If there's no Chiv on the Rishon, then there's no Chiv to be Mashlumit with a Pesach Sheni. However, with one caveat, Tikkun in the Rishon Loi Maskin Lei. Even though the Sheni is a Tashlumin of the Rishon, that means if you didn't do Pesach Rishon, you're Mechuyiv to be Mashlumit with Pesach Sheni. But nonetheless, if someone was bemazed, didn't bring Pesach Rishon, so even though he has a chiyuv to be mashlumin with Pesach Sheni, but that is not going to fix his avera that he already did, that he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, and therefore he's going to be chayiv karas on Pesach Rishon, even though by Pesach Sheni he ended up being a shagig gunayinus and he had a patur from Pesach Sheni. Rav Chanina ben Akavya Sava. Reb Chanina ben Akavya was shita number three who held that the only way to chayiv karas is if he's amazing on both, but if he was amazing on Pesach Rishon and then he ended up being a shaygig or an oynus on Pesach Sheni, he's potter from karas, because he holds sheni takanta de rishonu, that not only is a sheni a tashlumin for the rishon, but it's a tashlumin and it has the ability to fix up the rishon. I mean, he's only chayiv karas in the rishon if he didn't end up bringing the sheni. So if by the end of the day he was a shaygig on the sheni or an oynus on the sheni, so then he never finished off the chiyuv b'meizid, because he had that ability to be misakin it, and it was only b'shaygig or b'oynus that he wasn't able to be misakin it. Therefore, he's not going to be chayiv karas. Says the Gemara, Ushlashta Mikra Echa Darshu. All three opinions come from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, V'aish Asher Hu Tar, a person, a man who was Tar. So he was capable of bringing the Karan Pasuk, he was Tar. U'v'derech Lehoya, and he wasn't either b'derech, that he should have the Ptur of Derech L'Chayka. And then the pasuk continues, V'chod Allah Asas HaPasuk, nonetheless, he didn't bring the Karan Pasuk. V'nichrusal HaNefesh Ahim Me'amel. Such a person gets Karis. And then the pasuk says, "Ki karban Hashem lo yikriv b'mayadoi." Since he didn't bring the karban of Hashem in his proper time, cheta yisa ha'ishahu. That person carries his chet, meaning he's guilty for the aver that he did, that he didn't bring the karban pesach. So the pasuk again says that someone who was tar and he wasn't b'derech chayka, and nonetheless he didn't bring the karban pesach. So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe Dashan's the pasuk as follows: V'chadol asas haPesach, and nonetheless he refrained, he held back from doing the Karban Pesach. V'nichrusa, therefore he gets karis. That's referring to Deloy Aviv Rishon. That's somebody who didn't do Pesach Rishon b'mezid. So on that says the Torah v'nichrusa that he gets karis. Inami. Now we know that ki in the Torah could have four different translations. Sometimes it means because, but sometimes it can mean if slash or. So Rebbe darshens that the key over here means inami, means or. Means the Torah is saying another thing. Not only is somebody who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon gets Karis, but Hu Adin, or somebody who was Karban Hashem Le'igur V'maya, they didn't bring the Karban of Hashem in his proper time. Now we already know that if someone didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's Chayav Karis. So obviously the Torah is talking, referring to over here, B'Sheni. That if he's somebody who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he was Mechuyev to bring the Karban Pesach Sheni, and that as well he didn't bring in his proper time, so Chet Yisrael Yishahu, that person will also carry his sin, which means, like we're going to explain in a moment, he's Chayav Karis. So the Torah said two separate Karises. One Karis for someone who didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, and a second Karis for somebody who didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. Because either one could be Mechayev and Karis. How do you know that that which the end of the pasuk says? Because according to this pshat in the pasuk, that it's two separate chiyuv krisis. So you have to say that v'nichrus is going on pasuk rishon and chet yisrael is going on pasuk sheni. So obviously chet yisrael means karis. How do you know that it means karis? Because kasavar he holds megadif hainu mevorach Hashem. Is a machlokes in the Gemara, that which the Torah speaks about Megadif, what's the Aveira of Megadif? Some say Megadif is Mevarach Hashem, someone who does blasphemy, he's Mekalel Rachman Atzlan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say Megadif is something to do with Avodah Zarah, he's Mesharet Avodah Zarah, Mezamer, different things to serve Avodah Zarah. So, according to the opinion that Megadif is Mevarach Hashem, so it already says in a different pasuk. So it says Karis by Megadif, and it already says in a different pasuk, referring to Mevarach Hashem. It says Cheto Yisa. So Kumta is if Megadif is Mevarach Hashem. So we know that Mevarach Hashem obviously gets Karis. Because Megadif is Mevarach Hashem, and must be that Chet Yisa means Karis. Right, so Kasava, this man number holds Megadif Hayim Mevarach Hashem, that the Aveira of Megadif is the Aveira of Mevarach Hashem. Uksib Mevarach Hashem, and it says in a different passage regarding Mevarach Hashem, Venosa Chetai, which is a Lashon of Chet Yisa. So therefore, now we know that obviously that Mevarach Hashem, which is Megadif, gets Karis, like the Torah says explicitly by Megadif. Must be that chetei v'nasa chetei or chetei yisa means karis. So the gomer hay chetei dehacha mechetei dasim. So mele, now that we know that over there the v'nasa chetei means karis, so the chetei yisa over here by Pesach Sheni also means karis. But the gzeir shava from v'nasa chetei to chetei yisa. Just like over there it means karis, nami karis. So too over here it also means karis. So that's the sheet of Rebbe, that the pasuk was talking about two different chiyuvim. One is a chiyuv of not bringing a Pesach Rishon, the other is a chiyuv of not bringing a Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson Savar, Reb Nosson holds no. Again, someone who was not Tameh, he was Tar, and he was not Bederach HaChayka, and nonetheless he held back from bringing a carbon Pesach, so therefore he gets Karis. The high key, Lishna, Loshin Dehahu. And that which it says in the Pesach, Ki carbon Hashem, Le'ikri B'maya, that he doesn't touch the Loshin of Ki as in or, but rather he touches Ki as in because, one of the other four of the four translations of Ki. And therefore it says, V'chal Lassas HaPesach V'nichrasa, because carbon Hashem, Le'ikri B'maya, so Reb Nosson Savar v'chadol asas apesel v'nischrusa the high key lishna dehahu. This key is a lashon of deha because v'hachi ka'amar rachmon, and this is what the Torah is saying. The karban Hashem lo yikri b'maya deberishoin, because he didn't bring the karban pesach. So it's not adding a new chiyuv. It's explaining why a person who didn't bring the karban pesach by pesach rishon gets karis, because he didn't bring the karban of Hashem in its proper time. And if that's the case, the Torah never mentioned anything about not bringing Pesach Sheni, so there's only Karis or Pesach Rishon, there's no Karis or Pesach Sheni. Now, according to this, what is the Chet Yisa of the end of the Pesach coming to teach us? Now, it doesn't have to teach us Karis over here, because since the Torah is only talking about one Chiyuv, it already says in the beginning of the Pesach V'nichrasa, we already know Karis by Pesach Rishon. So what do you do with the Chet Yisa? So he says the Gemara would say the exact opposite. Kasar Megadif Lavhanim Mivarach Hashem. This Mandamar will hold that Megadif is not Mivarach Hashem. Rather, Megadif is like the other Mandamar, Mesherim is Amr Tavay the Zara. And therefore, by Megadif, it never says that he does. Sorry, not by Megadif. By Mivarach Hashem, it never says Karis. It only says Venasa Chetoy, which we don't know what that means. So you're going to have to learn the other way around. You have to learn Mevarach Hashem out of Karim Pesach. Now that we know that Karim Pesach means Karis, so you learn to Mevarach Hashem, that who I think Mevarach Hashem gets Karis.
No, it's the wrong Pesach.
Why?
The Pesach that gets Karis, but gets Karis.
According to him, it doesn't talk about two Pesachs. It only talks about one Pesach. The whole Pesach is not talking. Because he's touching Daha means because. So it's only all talking about the same Pesach. Someone who doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon is Chayav Karis because he didn't bring the carbon of Hashem in its right time, and therefore Yechat Isa. We already said in the beginning. Right, correct.
So what's the moment of the Pesach?
It's repetitive, right. So whatever reason the Torah told it to us, but I don't know why the Torah has to tell us this because, but the moment that you translate Daha as because, then it's not adding anything new, it's just giving an explanation.
Right.
Since he didn't bring the Karbon Hashem, therefore that's why he deserves to carry his guilt, and that's why we said he's Chayav Karis, but it's not adding anything new. Right. So Teretz is, Ali B'Demis, you want to know why I wrote it, it's goofy to be able to make the Gzeir Shavu the other way around. It's Taki Extra. And it's written to make the Gzeirah Shavu the other way around.
Doesn't have to hold that Megadif is Mishar and Abu Zerah. He could hold Megadif.
No, because then you wouldn't need Chathahisa to teach us that.
Saying it twice here, saying it twice there.
No, because over here, Bishlam, if you need the Gzeirah Shavu, so that's what I'm saying. The reason why I have to say it twice here is to be able to make the Gzeirah Shavu.
It's not extra here.
I mean, it's extra in the part of Pshat, but Hagufa, where it's extra to be able to make Gzeirah Shavu, which we find many times. Which we know many times that the Torah writes extra words to Gufa flag them and say that they're here for Gzeirah Shavu. But if you don't need the Gzeirah Shavu, so then it's then it's for sure extra to write it.
Yeah.
Unless there's some other Chet HaYisa that we need it for. So Kosovo, that man never holds Megadif Lav Hainim Mevarach Hashem. So even though it says Karis by Megadif, that doesn't affect Mevarach Hashem, because Megadif and Mevarach Hashem are two separate things. Therefore, you don't know Karis by Mevarach Hashem. V'gomer hai chetoi dehosa mei hai chetoi dehocha. And therefore, you'll have to learn Mevarach Hashem out of here. Mahach Karis af hosam Karis. So that's opinion number two, the opinion of Rav Nosson. Rav Chananya ben Akavya Savar, opinion number three, he says that one is only Chayav Karis on Pesach Rishon if he also did not bring a Pesach Sheni. Teretz is, he reads the Pesach a third way. If someone holds back from bringing a Pesach Rishon, then he gets Karis. E Karben Hashem Lehikri B'Moyadei. So he dashens E, but not Inami as in or, but rather E as an if. So it's a T'nai. A person who doesn't bring a carbon rishon, a pesach rishon, is chayav karis if he also doesn't bring a pesach sheni. But if he did bring the pesach sheni, so that rectifies the avera of not bringing a pesach rishon, and immediately he won't end up getting karis. So that's how we darshan the pesach. So if somebody holds back from bringing the carbon pesach, then he gets karis. E carbon hashem leikri b'mayadai b'sheni. If he also as well does not bring the carbon pesach b'mayadai and sheni, so there's only one karis if he didn't do both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But if by either one of them he was potter because he was a Shagir or Ninus, then there won't be any Karis. Again, according to this explanation of the Pasuk, that there's only one Karis because the E means if, so why does the Pasuk have to repeat at the end of the Pasuk Chet Yisa? We already know he gets Karis because it says in the beginning of the Pasuk V'nichros, and there is only one Karis, according to this translation. So Kedamar, and he'll say the same thing like Rav Nosson said, that Megadef is not Mevarach Hashem, therefore you don't know Karis Mevarach Hashem, and you need a Chet HaYisa to make a Gzeir Shavu the opposite way, to say that just like over here it's Karis, so too the Menasa Chet HaYisa Mevarach Hashem means Karis. Hilkach. Now, therefore, says the Gemara, in summation, to summarize the Nafgamines between the different Shitois, if a person didn't bring not the Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni, everybody's going to hold that it's Chayav Karis. Because regardless, whether there's a separate Chiyah for each, or whether there's a Chiyah for the Rishon outright, or whether there's a Chiyah for the Rishon only conditionally if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, either way, at the end of the day, if he doesn't bring both, he's going to be Chayav Karis. Shaga b'zeh b'zeh, the opposite end. If let's say a person was a shagig through and through, both by the Pesach Rishon and by the Pesach Sheni, so then there's no way in the world that he's going to get karas. He wasn't amazing, not by Pesach Rishon, not by Pesach Sheni. Where is the machlokes? Hezid b'rishon v'shagav b'sheni. Let's say he was amazed on Pesach Rishon, and then Pesach Sheni was a shagig. So liv Rebbe that each one is a chiyah b'fnei atzmai, u'lem nasan that the ikur is the rishon. The sheni is only a tashlum to rishon, and it's not mesak in the rishon. So then mechayvi. So as long as he was amazed on the rishon, he's going to be chayv karas. Rav Chananya ben Akavi, who says that the sheni is a tikkun on the rishon, and the karas of the rishon is conditional only if he doesn't do the sheni. So over here, that it was either a shaygig or an einus on the sheni, so potter is going to be potter from karas. Case number four, shaga berishon vehezid b'sheni. Let's say it was a shaygig legali pesach rishon, and he was amazed legali pesach sheni. So now the Rebbe chayv. According to Rebbe, he would be chayv because Rebbe holds again each one is a chiyuv b'fnei atzmoi, and zol zayin he was potter from pesach rishon. But he has no tour for Pesach Sheni, so he's going to be chayav karis. Reb Nosson and Reb Chananya ben Akavia, but both according to Reb Nosson and according to Reb Chananya ben Akavia, that they both hold that the Sheni is only a tashlumin and a way, and possibly a way to fix, possibly not. That according to Reb Nosson, it's not misakan. According to Reb Chananya, it is. But either way, it's only coming off of the fact that of the Pesach Rishon. So someone who had a p'tur in the Pesach Rishon is not going to have karas on Pesach Sheni because it's not a chiyuv b'fnei atzmai, and therefore potter, according to those two opinions, someone who was a shagig b'rishon, even though he was a hezid b'sheni, he's going to be potter from karas. Eza hi derech rechayka. What is considered derech rechayka? How far away do you have to be considered far away? So says the Tanakama, min ha-moidiyin ulechutz, from the Median, from where Median is, and outside of that, past that, that's called Derech Rechoika. Uchemidasa lecharuach, and like the same measurement, because Median is only in one direction from Yerushalayim, so whatever the equivalent distance is on all the other directions of Yerushalayim, so if he was past that circle, you take the radius of that that distance, and you make a circle around Yerushalayim. If he's outside of that circle, so then he's considered b'derech rechayka. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. I'm not sure if the Median of those days is the same Median that we have nowadays, but it's some city that was obviously nearby Yerushalayim. We'll see in the Gemara, at least according to one sheet, to how close it was. Rabbi Lazar says, "Miyaskupas azara lechutz." As long as it was outside the threshold of the Azara, he's called B'derech Rechoika. We'll see why in a moment. So according to him, the only person who could ever be Chayav Karas is if he's actually in the Azara, and nonetheless he opts not to bring the Karam Pesach.
Where's he going to the Shiva that he's not allowed to bring it?
The Rishayim really speak about it before. Pashtus Reb Nachman, not Reb Nachman, Reb Sheshes cannot hold like this Shita. He's only going in the Tanakhama, which we pass him like, right? Because according to it doesn't make sense. If you're B'derech Rechoika, you're not allowed to bring it. Right, yeah. So, Reb Lezer Aymer Me'askupas Azara V'lechutz, as long as he's outside, so then he's called B'derech Rechoika, and he's not going to be Chayav Karas. The only guy who's going to be Chayav Karas is if he was inside and Afa Pekain, he didn't bring. Omer Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yaisi is coming to explain the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Where does he get that from? Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, obviously there's no way you could say that outside is called Derech Rechoika. So, Lefikach Nakad Allah Hey, because if you look in the Sefer Torah, there's a little dot on top of the letter Hey of the word B'Derech Rechoika. Loimar to say, Loimim Nesher Rechoik Vadai, because it's not really far away. Even if he's just outside, he's far away from the base of Mikdash, because he's outside, that's already enough to make him potter from Pesach Rishon. Amar Ula, says Ula, min amaydiyin liyushalayim, this distance that we said in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, according to Bekiva, that Derech Rechoika is min amaydiyin liyushalayim, so min amaydiyin liyushalayim, from amaydiyin to Yerushalayim, chamesha osar milin, is the distance of 15 mil. Havya. Where did you get that from? Savala, because he holds, ki hoda amar rabba barachana amar b'yechanan, like the sheet of Rabbi Barachan in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that kama mahalach adam biyoyim, how much does an average person go on travel in one day? And obviously there's different days, there's long days, there's short days, there's winter days, there's summer days, So Rashi over here says we're talking about days around the time of Pesach, which are Nisan days and Tishrei days, which are basically equal days, equal days and equal amount for the day and for the night. So on a 12-hour day, how much does a person travel? Asara parsa is 10 parsa. Now each parsa is 4 mil, so 10 parsa would mean 40 mil. That's how much a person could travel in a day. Now me aloisa shachavara nitza chamo chamishes milen. If from aloisa shachar to nitza chamo the distance is 5 mil, which we'll see soon where we get that from, and then huadin mishkiya sachamo vatzisa kichovim is another chamishes milen. So out of the 40, you subtract 5 and 5, you subtract 10. Pashalutlosin comes out that there are 30 left for the hours of the day. So Chameisar, 15 of them, Mitzafel Lepalgad Yuma, is from the morning till Chatzais. The Chameisar, and the other 15, Mipalgad Yuma Lurta, is from Chatzais till the evening. Now, if you want to work out all the mathematics over here, we're not going to go through this now, but this is where all the machliks and of all the zmanim, how long Shkia is, from Alois, first of all, from Alois to Nates, and from Shkia to Tzeis, is all based on this Gemara, how you figure this out mathematically proportionally to the rest of the day. But assuming that's a given, so 10 are subtracted, so you have 30 for the day, so obviously 15 for the first half of the day and 15 for the second half of the day.
Are we saying that from Alois to Nates is not the day?
It is the day. I mean, we're just proportion because we just want to know how much is from Chatzos to Shkia, because that's the time of the Akrav of the Karban Pesach. Because you can't bring it before Chatzos, and you can't bring it after Shkia, even if the day is still day till night till Tzeis.
I see.
Right, so
this is where you are at
Chatzos. Right. Because the calculation goes, like we're going to explain in a moment, the calculation goes that if from the beginning of the Chiyuv starts at Chatzos, you're far enough away that you can't get there before the end of the Chiyuv, so then you're called B'derech
Rechaika. Is it traveling by foot? No, this is traveling.
Pashtus, it means by foot. And we'll see soon. We'll see later on that if you go by horse or by a mule, that you can go more. And the pashas is we're talking about a person that's going by foot. Yeah, it depends how much a mill is also.
What?
Depends how much a mill is also.
Yeah, but it's whatever. It's 3,000 feet.
Yeah, it's walking straight. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. So from Chatzos till Shkia is 15 mil. And says the Gemara Ula Taimei Ula Zvishitasai. The Amr Ula Ezel Derech Rechaika, what's considered a Derech Rechaika? Kol Shein Yachol Ikonis B'Shah Shechita. Derech Rechaika is he's far away, that from the beginning of the Chiyah, from the beginning of the time of the Shah Shechita, he's far enough away that he's not going to be able to make it there before the end of the Shah Shechita, means from Chatzos, where even though we don't start till 6:30, Pashas, like we explained before, that's only Gzeir Midrabanan to make sure that the sun is really leaning to the side, but really, theoretically, midrash it starts right after Chatzos. So from Chatzos till Shkia, if he's not going to be able to make it, which is the distance of 15 mil, so then he's potter. So must be Moedin is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. Amar Mar, me Alois Hashachar Anitz Acham Chameshes Milim. When we factored out today, we said from Alois till Nates is 5. Minolam, where do we get that from? The Siv, because it says by Sedaim, when they were sending out light, when it was coming time for Allah's Hashachar, by Yitzu Malachim, the Malachim rushed and forced light and his daughters to leave. Uksiv HaShavash Yatzal Aretz, then a little bit later, when the sun was Yatzal Aretz, which means it was Netachama, then light by Tzar, light arrived at Tzayr. That means he went from Sedaim till Tzayr, from Allah's till Nates. I saw that distance, it was 5 mil. So obviously a person can go 5 mil from Alois to Nates. Gufa, Amr Ula, if from the beginning of the time of the Shechita to the end of the time of the Shechita he's not able to go in, so that's called Derech Rechaika. Rabbi Yehuda says no. In order to be a Derech Rechaika, he has to be far enough away that not only can he not make it there B'Shas Shechita, but he can't even make it there b'shas the achila. But if he could make it there, b'shas the achila, so then one of two things. Either like Reb Nachman make a shliach to bring it for you, or maybe pshat is, like we said before, the, over there is going traveling normally on, by foot, rush, and make it there even earlier. So he wouldn't have a p'tur of derech rechayka. Amalei Rabba le'ula, Rabba asked the ula, l'didach kasha avakasha on your shita, ula rebuda kasha avakasha on rebuda shita. L'didach kasha avakasha on your shita, the armit, because you said, kasha in yachal bekanas b'shash shita, it's totally on not being able to make it by the end of the shash shita. But if you can make it afterwards, and you're capable of eating, as long as you weren't capable of being roi b'shash shita, you're potter. I have a Tamei Sheretz. If someone's a Tamei Sheretz, the Inyachol Lekanes B'Shash Shchita, so he's the equivalent of someone who can't go in B'Shash Shchita. He's not Roy as until Shkia. After Shkia, he's going to be Roy B'Shash Shachila. V'Ka Armit, and you hold Shechem Nezarkin al Tamei Sheretz. So you hold that someone who's Roy B'Shash Shachila, even though he's not Roy B'Shash Shchita, is Chayef. So why with Gabi Derech Rechayka, is it any different? With Reb Yehuda Kasha, and according to Reb Yehuda, it's rather the exact opposite. The Amar, because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is kosher and yachol lekanes b'shas achila. It's mash, and the only way it's called derech rechayka is if you're far off, enough away that you can't even come b'shas achila. But if you could come b'shas achila, even though you weren't roi b'shas shchita, you're chayiv. V'atamei sheretz, but nonetheless, regarding the tamei sheretz, the yachol lekanes b'shas achila, where he is capable to, he is roi b'shas achila, he's only not roi b'shas shchita. V'ka Amar, and nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda's shita was. So both of you seem to contradict your opinions from Derech Rechayka to Tuma. The Gabi Tuma, Ula says, Ein Shaitim Zarkin Al Tamei Sheretz, and nonetheless, Ula says, Shaitim Zarkin Al Tamei Sheretz, and nonetheless, the Gabi Derech Rechayka, he only factors in Shas Shchita, not Shas Achila. And Rabbi Yehuda was the exact opposite. He holds Ein Shaitim Zarkin Al Tamei Sheretz, and nonetheless, the Gabi Derech Rechayka, he does factor in Shas Achila. So, Manasha, what do we look at? Do we look at Shas Achila, or do we look at Shas Shchita? So Amar Lei, so he answered him, the Didi Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, the Kasha Ami is not a Kasha, and the Kasha Rabbi Yehuda is not a Kasha. The Didi Lei Kasha, the Kasha Ami is not Shver, because Derech Rechayka L'Tarvi, Ein Derech Rechayka L'Tamei. Teretz is the two things are not dependent one on the other. The Torah gave a heter of Derech Rechayka to a Tar. There's no derech, a heter of Derech Rechayka to a Tamei. Memela, it comes out of Derech Rechayka, where it says, L'Chadal Lasas HaPesach, someone who is a derech rechayka and he's not able to bring a carbon pesach, so it's totally in the asiyah. Over this example, Zakasav is, he's far enough away that he's not able to do the carbon pesach. A tamei is excluded because he's tamei. And the reason why he's excluded is because he's not capable of eating. So they're not tamei zebezeh. A tamei, as long as he's capable of eating, is not excluded. Therefore, Anachanami, so even though he's not Roy Bishasa Krov, as long as he's Roy Bishasa Chila, he's Roy, so Shaitan is Arkan Atama Sheretz. Derech Rechayka, which is Xeris Akasav, and Xeris Akasav was Tali and Asiya. Therefore, as long as he's not Roy Bishasa Asiya, even though he'll be Roy Bishasa Chila, nonetheless, the Torah pattered him. So that's why it's not a steer according to me, and we'll see in Rosh Hashanah and tomorrow's daf why it's not a steer according to Reb Yehuda as well. Okay.